This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And on our show this second hour, my buddy Joe Bonzel from the Oak Ridge Boys will be joining us. Always good when Joe's on the show, as all of the Oak Ridge Boys, they're going to be coming around my area in the next couple of months, so I'm anxious to see them. We have movie producer Sean McNamara, who has a brand new movie out right now called King's Daughter. I've seen it. Boy, I tell you something, you won't believe it. It's like the good old days of the golden age of movies. And then country legend and our friend Crystal Gale. And we're going to chat about what it's going to be like with Marion Salzman in the year 2022. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Sedgy Today. After a quick pause, my first guest, the second hour from the Oak Ridge Boys, Joe Bonzel.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Hi, I'm the nutritionist known as the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood, here to explain why almonds are a great choice during National Healthy Skin Month, which is recognized each November. Research shows that eating almonds may help benefit skin by reducing wrinkles, skin pigmentation, and damage from UVB rays. A study found that postmenopausal women who ate 2 ounces of almonds a day over 3 months had a 16% reduction in wrinkle severity and a 20% reduction in uneven skin tone. Another study from UCLA showed that Asian American women, 18 to 45, who snacked on just 1.5 ounces of almonds daily increased their skin's resistance to UVB rays. Eating almonds may increase protection from sun damage along with applying sunscreen. As we age, people spend so much time on our daily skincare routine, but who knew that snacking on almonds may be one tasty way to reduce wrinkles? I'm Tara Collingwood, diet nutrition expert. For more information, visit almonds.com.
Let's go the tree. Let's go sailing on the sea. Let's go dancing on the dewy dawn floor and leave our troubles.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy Today. And that is the voice, the group that I just absolutely love. I really do. You put four guys in a room with a lot of talent, a lot of care, a lot of compassion, and a lot of love. And you've got the Oak Ridge Boys. And joining us right now is my longtime friend, Joe Bonzel. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good to hear your voice again on the program.
Well, thank you, Ron. It's great to be with you, man. And boy, that song sounded good there. Dwayne Allen singing the lead on Life is Beautiful. It's our new single out there. Thank you for playing it, man. Sounded good.
That is from their new album, which is called Front Porch Singing. It is Dwayne Allen singing lead on that. And it's a song that perfect for this time. Life is Beautiful. He found the song a long time ago, didn't he, Joe, and kept it in the back, and the timing of releasing this could not be any better.
Well, that's true, and I got to tell you, man, Dwayne Allen is the ultimate songman, and you hit that nail right on the head, Ron. When he finds a good song or something that moves him personally, he saves it, and man, it just stayed with him like an earworm. It's forever and ever, and he kept it, and it seemed like it fit this project so well, and you know, we went in the studio last August for this Front Porch Singing project, Ron, and it was right in the middle of a pandemic, so here we are down there at Studio A. We were socially distanced. we were adhering to all of the rules and protocols for the most part. The idea for this album was just to be four Oak Ridge boys. If we're singing on the front porch, man, singing old gospel songs, new gospel songs, old country songs, new country songs like Life is Beautiful, and keep the attitude of the harmony and the attitude of just sitting on the front porch singing songs alive. And I think we maintained that. And what I'm getting to is I don't think we exactly planned it this way with the songs on this album, like Life is Beautiful, like Love, Light, and Healing. But, man, we ended up, we almost inadvertently recorded the perfect album for these times we've been living in.
Yep.
You mentioned it a second ago, and that's what made me think that.
Well, you're absolutely right. Do you know what I really, really like is the title of the new album, Front Porch Singing. Because, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great things that the Oak Ridge Boys do at their Christmas show is have the four big chairs up on stage, and they're like on a front porch, and they're singing great Christmas songs and talking about memories of their Christmas. Now, of course, this past year, they were working right up till Christmas time in Nashville, I think it was. That's what it reminds me of, Joe, that Christmas show.
Well, see, that's where the idea came from. Ron, you are always spot on, man. That's where the idea came from. And we sit there together and sing and tell stories. That whole attitude is what we wanted to cop on this album. And the idea came from the Christmas show, man. Good call. And you're right. Our big Christmas show didn't hit the road last year. We did 29 Christmas shows, though, at the Opryland Gaylord Resort. Man, it worked out perfectly. They put it in a really big hall where the people could socially distance. Nobody got sick. We would show up, go backstage, sing, no meet and greets, no nothing. Walk on stage, sing, and a production Christmas show from the Oak Ridge Boys as if we were on the road. Did that come at a good time for us, right in the middle of a time when, as you know, almost every date we had canceled.
And I talked to Richard at length about that, Joe. We promoted the heck out of it.
You did.
I go down the list of the success that you guys have had. All the success that these fellas have had, and they've had a ton of it, too. They deserve so much because they are the four nicest men in this business. 41 million records sold worldwide. 5 Grammy Awards. GMA. Dove Awards, American Music Awards, members of the prestigious Country Music Hall of Fame, the Grand Ole Opry, and they work so many days on the road. When would you think that you'll be able to go back out there, Joe?
We're starting to ease in a little bit, Ron. We did a big show in Utah last week, and it was a big, gigantic outdoor amphitheater set up in the mountains of St. George, Utah, and it was packed. And it felt so natural and normal. Now, of course, the people all had masks on out there, but being outside, and if you're vaccinated, you don't need masks. Sitting close so they're wearing the masks and doing what they're supposed to do. But we had a big-time show. Now, we have 3 dates booked in May, 1 in Texas, 2 in Oklahoma. Then in June, we start to accelerate a little bit. We're even playing some big country festivals that it looks to me like are staying in the book this year. If we can get into the summer, Ron, we're going to be back in business.
Oh, fantastic. You coming down to Florida at all?
Nothing planned right now, but I wish we would. Florida's wide open, isn't it?
Florida is like nothing ever happened. What about in Branson? Are you going up there for a little bit?
We're going up there in the fall. I think we've got a handful of dates booked in the fall. We normally play there just in the fall anyway. We're going to be back at Opryland Gaylord for the Christmas thing again next year.
I'm planning a trip to Branson. I want to plan it when you're there.
Don't we've done that before.
Yes, we sure have. Yeah, we have done that before. I still have most of your books. You are such an articulate writer. And, of course, the Joseph S. and Mary Ann Bonsall Foundation. Tell us a little bit about that, Joe.
The foundation we started years ago when I wrote the Molly the Cat book series. And we took the money there and started a foundation that would help with abolish illiteracy and to do different cat causes around the country. We support a lot of no-kill shelters, trying to give a little bit back with our foundation. It's a small foundation, mostly self-funded. I'll tell you what else is exciting, man. I just finished a new book. It's called I See Myself. It's a semi-quasi-autobiographical quasi Oak Ridge Boys, quasi Moto. I don't know, but it's kind of basically how did a Philly boy become an Oak Ridge boy? That's been the question for years. Well, I really attack it in this book, and I come up with a lot of autobiographical anecdotes. And every chapter is I see myself. I see myself in Philly getting the daylight speed out of me. Then I go back to the Oak Ridge Boys. I see myself being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Then back to Philadelphia again. I see myself doing this. I see myself. The idea actually came to me in a dream. As crazy as can be. But I think the book's going to get published, and it may come out by the end of the year.
That sounds like a movie in the making, though, you know, Joe?
I know that you have always been a supporter of my writing, and I appreciate that. You're very kind. I do enjoy the process, and really, I haven't known what to write in a long, long time. And do you remember the movie Avatar?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, do you remember when the blue girl in Avatar, the blue Avatar person thing, blue, said, would look at somebody and say, I see you.
Yes.
And really mean, I see you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I dreamed of that movie one night, and I dreamed of the words, I see myself. Instead of I see you, I see myself. And I thought, man, that's the way to attack the book. And I went to work on it and wrote it in 2 months.
And you know what I failed to mention? Because it's all over Facebook. It's all over all the shows. It's the 40th anniversary of Elvira. 40 years. Man, that is staggering, you know, Joe?
It is staggering, exactly. You know what, man? If you look back at 1981, and you look at the fact that the compact disc didn't even come till 82.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Cable TV was in its early infancy. Ronald Reagan had just been elected president that past fall. If you had a computer at home, it was a Vic Commodore 64. Because the Apple computer didn't come till 84, was when the Mac first came out, and the internet didn't even come till 86. So people in 81 were buying cassettes, and they were buying vinyl and little 45s, and they were listening to Rick Springfield sing Jesse's Girl. They were listening to Kim Carnes sing about Betty Davis Eyes. They were listening to Celebrate Good Times by Kool and the Gang. And they were listening to Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys that whole year. It was a monster.
I remember when I saw you guys perform it up in Pennsylvania, and it was huge. And everybody was walking around doing Richard's line. There are certain lines in the business that people remember, that, you know, like Suck It to Me, and Here Comes the Judge, and of course, Oom Baba, Mow Mow. I got to tell you, always I'm happy when I see that you're on the show. Front Porch Singing is the name of the brand new album. Joe, you are a gentleman. All you guys are. You've always been so kind to me.
Well, thank you, Ron. And I might add that that new album drops actually on June 11th. But people can go right now and get Life is Beautiful or Love, Light, and Healing. Both those songs have been released early. And you can get them wherever you stream your music or wherever you buy your music online. Those two songs from the album are available. And I thank you, Ron, for the years and years, man, that you've been good to us. I know that Richard talks to you more than anybody. And, you know, Richard will get on the bus and say, you know who I talked to today, Ron? You've become a part of what we do all these years, Ron. You've always been good to us. And I appreciate that. God bless you, man, and my best to Claudia.
Thank you so much, Joe. We'll be talking to you before you start those summer tours, all right?
We'll do the summer tours, and later on we'll talk about that new book, I See Myself.
I see myself. I can see it now. I'll do the trailer for it. Joe Bonzel in I See Myself.
Yes, that's it, man. That's it. Thank you, Ron.
Thanks,
I love you.
Thank you. I love you too, Joe. Joe Bonzel's been our guest from the Oak Ridge Boys, and I tell you something, he's a great guy, as they all are. New CD is out on June 11th. It is called Front Porch Singing. The title song is out now, called Life is Beautiful. Check out the OakRidgeBoys.com for all their records that are going to be coming out on June 11th and where they'll be touring. And here's the song that's celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. People ask me all the time, after 30 years of doing the show with talking to so many celebrities, they say, who is your favorite guest? And it's not a particular person. It's a kind of person. I like the people that are the movers and the shakers in this business. And boy, our next guest is that and more. He has won so many awards. We're going to go down the whole routine of what he has done because it is fascinating. But his new movie is in theaters now. Just got in on over 2,000 theaters nationwide. It's called The King's Daughter. Joining us right now is director, writer, and producer Sean McNamara. Hi, Sean. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Ron, thank you very much for having me. I hope you guys are having a great day across the country today, although I know it's kind of cold out there.
Well, I tell you something. It's very cold up north. I know you're out on the coast, but it's beautiful down here in Florida, and we just hope that everybody gets through all the bad weather. Sean, it's amazing all the things you've done. You, of course, directed Soul Surfer, The Miracle Season, sequels to The Cutting Edge, Into the Blue, Bring It On, and of course on TV with Kids Incorporated, That's So Raven, Even Steven, On a Wing and a Prayer, in the works right now, and the great movie, I'm looking forward to this, Reagan, which is going to be coming out soon. But tell us about The King's Daughter. I watched the trailer. It is filmed marvelously.
Well, it's beautiful. The King's Daughter, and we got to go over to France, to Versailles, and film actually in Versailles. So it was amazing. The story about King Louis XIV in 17th century Paris in France, and how they discover a magical mermaid that has a life force, that if they can get the life force, King Louis will live forever. So he gets into a huge conflict with his daughter over this mermaid and this life force. So it's very much a family film, and just some of the best actors in the world are in it, including Julie Andrews doing the voiceover.
Yeah. Now, and the other thing, too, that really grabbed me was the outstanding film work in the underwater scenes. I mean, that had to be a real challenge.
Well, you know, it was a great question. I started filming it. We shot a big chunk of the movie in Australia in a pool. And the water was a little bit murky, so I had to keep moving when we shot it. We ended up shooting the underwater sequences in a pool in Los Angeles, and I actually went and did the water sequences of Marie-Joseph in the ocean in Malibu. So this movie has been shot all over the world. It's just crazy. But, you know, these actresses can hold their breath for, you know, 3 minutes at a time and went under and really did it.
And, you know, they can keep their eyes open. That's the one thing I can't do. And I was, what a simple thing, but I watched it. I said, how do they keep their eyes open for so long?
Isn't that funny? I don't know how they did it either. And like I said, they were in a pool, so there was chlorine in the water. And they were just amazing.
The film is just staggering. It really is. And, you know, it's a film that you take the whole family to. It's kind of a romantic fantasy. And the costumes, and I can't talk enough about it. When I saw the trailer, I'm going to go see it here tomorrow afternoon. But when I went to look at the trailer, I thought to myself, now that is a movie of, you know, Cecil B. DeMille type. You know, and it's a big production.
Wow. Well, Lizzie Gardner was our costume designer, and she won an Oscar for other movies she did. And she is just extraordinary. And the whole key was, we said, look, it's got to feel like 17th century France, but it's got to be something that you could walk into a couture store today and pick the costumes right off the
the hanger-on, and she just blew me away. We just kind of talked about it, and she knocked it out of the park for this movie.
Let me brag about you a little bit here, okay? Your work for the Disney Channel won you a BAFTA, 5 Emmy Award nominations, 4-time nominee for the Directors Guild of America. The list goes on and on and on. You have done over 500 episodes for Hulu, Netflix, CBS, ABC, Disney, Nickelodeon, Cartoon, MTV. And your company done work with Paramount Pictures, Sony, TriStar, New Line Cinema, Lionsgate, Universal Studios. Now, you started Brookwell McNamara Entertainment about 25, 26 years ago. Did you ever think it was going to blossom into this great, great enterprise?
Well, you know, I just love making family films, and somehow I feel like we got really lucky, and we just got to go from one to the other. And I love Disney. To get the experience to work within the Disney family definitely helped us. You know, we moved around. Like, we were able to learn from every project we did and try to get better and better at it.
Philosophy is family entertainment. If somebody came to you with a monster movie, or came to you with a thriller, or came to you with something that was, you know, maybe X-rated, would you do it?
Well, no, I don't think I would do X-rated at all. But I would do, you know, like a family film, but if it was a thriller, a good script. But I'm just always looking to entertain the family, and I like great thrillers. I mean, you know, if you watch Jaws, for example, I was on the edge of my seat when I watched that movie when I was 12 years old. And so it's just, if it's a good movie and it's solid, I would love to do it.
I want to go back for just a second, then we're going to talk more about the film that's out now. The film Reagan, which I mentioned earlier, stars Dennis Quaid and Penelope Ann Miller. And it follows the life of course, Ronald Reagan from his childhood through all of the years in radio and in Hollywood, his time as governor of California, ultimately in the Oval Office. And I would assume that that was a pleasurable thing to do because it's a real person. But is it difficult to do a real person vis-a-vis doing something like The King's Daughter, which, you know, is a real person, but I don't know if the story was true to life?
Well, doing Reagan was amazing. First of all, he was the first president that I voted for when I was 18. And oddly, my first job in the entertainment business was doing audio at his inauguration in 1980.
Wow.
So I had like a special place in my heart to do it. What was important to me when we made this film was that we took it from when he was 12 years old, when he was a little boy, and then when he was a young man, you know, and he started in radio. And that's an amazing thing because people in radio, like yourself, have an ability with their voice to communicate in a way that most people can't. And he had that talent. And I think that's where he honed his talent to be able to communicate to people and then went on to, you know, GE and was able to talk to groups of people and get his philosophy across. And then a wonderful actor, but he wasn't always happy as an actor. He went on and he became the vice president and president of the Screen Actors Guild, governor of California, and then he retired, and then he became the president. And then he became the president for a second term. So it's an extraordinary life, you know, and then he finally goes up against the Soviet Union. So it was a pleasure to make that and to, even for myself, learn about his whole life as opposed to just the 8 years he was in office.
Fascinating story. I can't wait to see. It's coming out this year, is it not?
Yes, it is. All right. And if Reagan were alive today, I think he would, too, go to the King's Daughter.
Wow, I think he would, too. That's right up his alley. That brings back the golden years of Hollywood. It really does.
Yes, it does.
The King's Daughter is in theaters right now. Over 2,000 theaters nationwide. That's a good distribution number. And
yeah.
And I wish you all the luck in the world with the Sean. But do me a favor. You're a great guest, a sensational talent. Please come back and join us again in the new year, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you so much, Ron. It was a pleasure being on your show.
And it was a pleasure having you here. Our guest has been one talented man, director, writer, producer, by the name of Sean McNamara, and his new fantasy film is up right now in theaters nationwide, The King's Daughter. Go see it. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings. Widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history, Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. Brady's legacy will be marked by his longevity and big game performances. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his second campaign with the Buccaneers, as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Back all across the USA and around the world, and that voice And that song needs no introduction. They are both beautiful, and I am so delighted to have our next guest with us. Joining us right now is the beautiful Grammy-winning singer and songwriter, Crystal Gayle. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. I'm doing great. Well, I thank you for being here. I got to tell a short story before I get into what we want to talk about today, okay? For years, I've been a singer, and the last couple of years, I put together a 15-piece orchestra with three backup singers, and we go out and tour. You know, it's kind of a high-energy, Las Vegas type show, but there is one part in the show, just the keyboard player and myself, and I dedicate a song to you, and that song is When I Dream.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that song.
I appreciate that.
Well, I can't do it, of course, like you do it. Nobody can, but I want you to know that you're part of that stage show with that beautiful song, just an acapella with me and a keyboard player. It's beautiful.
That sounds great, and I do appreciate that. It is such a beautiful song.
Oh, the words are sensational. You're in downtown Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. On display, and will be until November 3rd, is the Crystal Gayle When I Dream exhibit. Now, Crystal, how did this come about?
Well, they asked me if I would love to have a display, and I said, I was so honored that they would ask to have some of my things, that my artifacts, as we call them, of my career on display, and it's been an honor. And it was so hard going through everything. It's like, I couldn't believe that I kept everything in the world, but also to look back on my career and realize I had done so much that, you know, when you're out there doing it, you don't really think about it because you're out there, you're busy, it's just going by, and then all of a sudden, you're looking back at it and thinking, I don't remember doing all that.
But you did. Now, you mentioned something that kind of touches a soft spot when you say always save things. One of the things on exhibit, ladies and gentlemen, is a hand-stitched Valentine that Gayle made in third grade for her mother. Now, when I was growing up, I had a couple of aunts that saved everything that I had because they thought I was going to be president one day, or I was going to be the host of the Tennessee Ernie Ford show, or they thought all kinds of big things for me, right? And now my kids laugh at me when I do that for them, but you never know. I mean, when you made that beautiful hand-stitched Valentine back in third grade, who knew it would be in the Country Music Hall of Fame?
It was something when I gave it to my mother that she took it and she took a needle and she stuck on the wall. It hung on the wall above the television for many, many years.
Wow.
And she was very proud of that little heart.
How cool is that? Now, you also have the custom white microphone with your name engraved in gold. I'd love to see that. And a red parlor guitar that was custom built for you. Do you have an intricate part in picking this stuff? And the reason I asked that is just the other day, I was talking to Dwayne Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys, and he mentioned the fact that he was inducted into the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame, but he didn't want to know any of the artifacts that were going to be in it. He wanted to be totally surprised. I take it that you had an intricate part in picking some of this valuable information and artifacts.
I did have a hand in it, but they ultimately picked the things that they wanted from all the things I gave them. And then they asked for suggestions, and of course I wanted the dress that my mother bought me when I was going out to the Academy of Country Music. It was my first trip to California, and she thought I should have a pretty dress, so she bought my first expensive one, and it was a little over $100.
Wow.
Of that one in there, and of course I've got beaded gowns and clothes from all over the world, but also, as I always say, my hand-me-downs that my sister Loretta gave me. When she was finished singing and wearing them on stage, she'd hand them down to my sister Peggy and I, because we would sing in, around Indiana where I grew up.
Sure.
And so we got her hand-me-downs.
Now, you think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Not only would you be able to see a hand-me-down of Crystal Gayle, but formerly belonging to Peggy Sue and Loretta Lynn. I mean, we're talking about something that three stars wore. Also, you have an LP cover from the soundtrack of One from the Heart.
Yes, I got to work with Tom Waits. An incredible experience. Being able to do this wonderful soundtrack for a movie called One from the Heart. Francis Ford Coppola was the director of the movie, and when Tom said, hey, come into L.A. and let's do this together, I loved it. It was so much fun working with an artist like Tom. And he would write during the night, and we would record the next day. Everything on the soundtrack that we did together was live.
Yeah, that's great. The flight suit and the boots that you wore on your F-16 flight in 1984, the 77 Grammy for Best Female Country Performance for Don't Make My Brown Eyes Blue, all of these great, great artifacts, as we mentioned. You know, when I first owned my first radio station, Crystal, I not only was the owner, I also did the morning show. And finally, one of the disc jockeys said, why do you play so much off that Crystal Gayle album every morning between 6 and 9? I said, look, it's my radio station. I'll run it my way.
Now, I appreciate that.
I would play like 3 an hour, and they'd say, well, we're not allowed to do that. I said, well, when you put the money into this place that I did, you can do what you want to do. Until then, I'm doing it. The exhibit is set to run through November 3rd, as I mentioned, but will it be touring after that, Crystal?
Well, we hadn't thought about that. I'm sure we'll have some things kept on display, certain things that they want to keep that they'll put in another area. There might be another display later on that they'll put different stuff out if they wanted to have us a part of it. And the country music, the Hall of Fame here is just incredible. I find that when I talk to people that they don't know much about country music, I tell them to come here and you can learn and hear so much about it, and I'm so glad that they're preserving it.
You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that they're country fans, because you go back to the baby boomers, a lot of the top 40 hits in the crossover era of the 60s were all country. Ronnie Dove, I mean, yourself, Glenn Campbell. I mean, let's face it, those were country crossovers, but they became top 40 hits.
That's right. A lot of the songs were crossover.
Yeah.
Eddie Arnold,
you know, perfect example.
Good music can be played everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
and,
right.
And I'm so glad that country music is a mixture of a lot of different things.
Do you still have a pretty stringent touring schedule? I remember when I saw you down here in Orlando, actually you were here for a convention. I will just say it was a political convention. I'll leave it at that, okay? But I won't go into any politics. Do you do a lot of dates?
If I do between 30 to 40 concerts a year, that's plenty.
Yeah.
You know, I used to, you know, do so many and work the road so much. It's nice. You know, I can take it easy. Love being out there.
Well, and you're sensational at it. And your beauty and your, not only in your appearance, but in your voice is a full combo situation. But I'm going to ask you an unfair question now, Crystal. Out of all of these outstanding artifacts that if you're a fan of Crystal Gayle, you will love, what's your favorite?
My favorite, I do have a heart-shaped letter that I wrote to my husband that before we were married that I actually let them put on display. And it was my first trip to New York, and I was telling him about all the places I was seeing, all the food, because it was all new to me. I'd never been around such a big city, and I was meeting the record company and Billboard magazine and all the different places that I could go being country, and it was a little more personal, and I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't, but then I thought, well, why not?
Wow. Well, when I go there, I want to see that, and I want to see that hand-stitched Valentine. Oh, and the white microphone. I can't forget the white microphone. I got a lot of things.
The Electro Voice.
There you go.
Right.
Oh, and they were beautiful, too. Downtown Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. The exhibit goes on until November 3rd. It's the When I Dream exhibit, of course, marking all the great artifacts by the sensational country and crossover giant, our friend Crystal Gayle. And when I dream of her. I will tell you that right now. My wife ain't too happy to hear about that, Crystal, but hey, what are you going to do, you know?
Yes, sweet.
Crystal, please,
thank you so much.
And please do us a favor. Come back and join us sometime. We'd love to have you. We're all fans of you here.
Sure will.
I look forward to it, and good luck, and I will promise you that we're going to come down there in the fall and check this out, okay?
Well, I appreciate that, and you have a great night. Okay. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything, Crystal. Our guest, Crystal Gayle, this tremendous exhibit is now in Nashville. You get a chance to go down and see it. She's great. Thank you for letting me sing your song.
I'm honored that you sing that new show.
And believe me, you have no idea how well it's received, too. We'll be back with more on Ron Segi Today.
I'll just cry all night long.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially
And so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, now we are looking towards 2022. There's a lot of questions that are being asked in the minds of many, many people throughout the country. Joining us right now is a frequent guest on our show. She is the author of 16 books and named one of the world's top 5 trend spotters. She's been with us before, and we're glad that she's with us again. Joining us right now is Miriam Saltzman. Hi, Miriam.
Thanks for having me back.
You have a report that has just come out, and I love the name of it. It's 22 for 2022. Tell us about this, because it's going to be a very interesting year with everything that's going on, not only in the United States and the workforce, but in the world.
Yeah, it is a very interesting year. If we didn't have COVID and all we were focusing on was midterm elections, it's so funny because we get so caught up in the bigger things happening in us that we forget that there really is a seminal year for us. As Americans, is a seminal year globally. There are many places that have big elections coming, and I guess we don't let ourselves get bogged down and not because so busy trying to say, how do we get through the next round of COVID? what are we doing about the vaccine, global travel in the age of the coronavirus. So it is really a year where it's not unreasonable that concern for the new year is actually mental health. Not healthy mentally. Nobody knows what to expect next week. It seems one tragedy after the next. Can't even focus on the environmental tragedies. We can't focus on all of the inequities in our country and other places because we're so focused on the latest news report of COVID numbers increasing and people being hospitalized.
You're absolutely right. Call it as you see it, and seeing it isn't really a good picture, I don't think. Failed to mention, ladies and gentlemen, that Miriam is a senior vice president of global communications at the Philip Morris International. When you talk about all of these things, and then you look at some of the positive things that happen, which is tough to see through all the mud, things like opportunities in cities. You know, some city inhabitants are feeling, according to what I understand with this survey, that the opportunities in the city itself no longer match how much it costs to be there, and they decide to move out. And that's a big problem for central cities.
Yeah, for these newer cities that are emerging that don't necessarily have the infrastructures to support the people that are descending upon them. And people are pretty much making their plans for themselves, for their employees, for smaller groups.
Let's talk about some of the things that we read about and now we see in different factories and stuff that also have an impact on, you know, the stress and strain and the anxiety of the workforce. For example, robots. I see a lot about robots, okay? I mean, they've already come on the assembly line and can, for all intents and purposes, have an automobile put together with just a few people. Does that have a negative effect on middle-class jobs, or is it something that will increase jobs? And the reason I say that is because, and this is an old story, of course, but when blacksmiths went out of business, they thought, holy man, you know, this is terrible. Of course, people then began making tires and other things. How do you look at something like that?
You know, I think right now there's such confusion about what's going to come. Automation may be the best thing in the whole world, but think about the use of automation in biotech. You think about the use of artificial intelligence and robotics and microsurgeries. It's a wonder. It's wonderful. If you think about automation replacing the guy at the fast food job, well, he or she may not have wanted that job anyway, so that might be okay. The real problem is what plans have we made to educate our workforce so that they have different roles they can step into when the robot replaces them. So a lot of what candidate Andrew Yang talked about early on in his campaign when he was arguing for UBI, and I think there's a lot to be learned from it. Agree with it or disagree with it, he certainly raised the issue of what happens when autonomous cars replace drivers. And I think that opens up a can of worms that we haven't had time to think about. And we owe it to ourselves.
You know, the one thing that always amazes me, and the president made this comment a few months back when he said, don't worry about, you know, the gas lines and other things being taken away because we can retrain you in the air, you know, the windmills and so on and so forth. There's a learning curve there. You tell that to somebody in their early 50s that you have to start all over again. You no longer can be a mechanic. Now you have to be an electrician. That is not good news. I mean, that person thinks, now I have to reinvent myself at a time in my life when not practical.
Yeah, no, look, I think we're going to go through a mind shift where reskilling and upskilling is going to stop being scary and start being par for the course. So I think today's 30, 35-year-old is going to suddenly realize that, in fact, a part of work is every X number of years you learn all new skills, and here's how it's done, here's how it's funded. I do think that we're going to get over that one. That one is a positive for me. It has negative overtones today. I mean, you told me today I needed to learn to become a COBOL programmer. I wouldn't have a happy afternoon. But if I had been every 4 to 6 years learning an all-new skill, I don't think I would have reacted. And I think we're going to train people that education isn't something that runs from 4 years old to 18 years old or 4 years old to 24 years old, that reskilling and upskilling is a big part of everybody's adult life.
Well, I think even in business, and I know certainly in the broadcasting business, reinventing yourself is almost a must in order to sustain. I mean, it's a changing world we're living in. And when you think about it, it's been that way since the beginning of time. I mean, nobody has ever lived in an environment that they didn't have to change at one point or another, because that's just what happens. So I understand that. Where could we learn more about this 22 for 2022, Miriam?
Thank you for asking. To go ahead and send anybody to my personal website, which is Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, Salzman, S-A-L-Z-M-A-N, that's one word, .com, and they can download the full report, which is about 55 pages, and I'm happy to exchange ideas with people after they read it.
Miriam, I have to tell you something, and I mean this sincerely, not just because you've been on the show in the past and on the show right now, but you're very interesting. I love your concept of how to approach these different things in business and in life in general. And again, that website is Miriam Salzman. I'll spell it again, MariansAlzman.com. Go there so that you can download this 22 for 2022. And Miriam, I hope that you will rejoin us again many times.
Okay, we'll look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
Always nice to talk to you. Boy, she is really good at it. She's right on the money when it comes to finding problems to society and giving an explanation that makes sense. That's the big part. It makes sense. And a reminder to all of our listeners out there to visit our website. First website is ronsegi.com. ronsegi.com. And that site, you can hear all of our latest shows online on demand 24/7. And there's another icon on that homepage, and that says Facebook. If you hit that, we can become friends on Facebook. Now, there's also another website I invite you to visit, and that is segisings.com. S-E-G-G-I-S-I-N-G-S. And there you will read and hear about all of our shows that are coming up for our tribute concert. And I hope that you visit both of them, and hopefully that we'll see you in the audience at one of our concerts, and we'll have you in the audience for many of our radio shows. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. Ask After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I hope you enjoyed the past 2 hours. And I want to thank you for joining us. And I also want to thank our guests for being here. And they include from the Smothers Brothers, Dick Smothers, our tribute to the great Louis Anderson. I'm going to miss that man. What a funny, funny, and nice man he was. Michael Bohr, thank you for joining us, along with Joe Bonzel from the Oak Ridge Boys, movie producer Sean McNamara, country legend Crystal Gayle, and Marion Salzman. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again. Live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy. I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.